Alrighty guys, welcome back to the Carter Far Show. I hope you guys are all having a great and amazing day today. Now, in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the six simple steps to become extremely wealthy. So now, the reason why I wanted to go ahead and share, you know, some of my insights and some of the things that I just love talking about so much, because I think it's like one of the biggest things that people don't understand. When people think of money, it's one of those topics that they don't like talking about. So I want to actually make, you know, a quick podcast here, whether you guys are driving to work, driving around, whether you guys are just chilling in the bed. I want you guys to understand these six simple steps to become financially, you know, not have to worry about money. You're financially free. The very first one, start investing now. If you guys aren't investing money, if you guys are not putting money away, you're missing out on opportunity. You're missing out in the long run. I can guarantee whether you guys are putting $5 a month away into an ETF or an index fund that just tracks the market, you guys are missing out on growth. You're missing out on gains. You're missing out on income. The biggest thing that people need to understand is when you are 18, 19 years old, you have something that is more valuable than anybody else has, is time. And when people don't understand that, when people think they can't do it, they need too much money, that's completely false. You just need to start doing it. You need to go out, make $20 and invest it, whether it's in yourself or into the stock market. Me personally, I think you should do both, because it's definitely one of the best investments you can make is in the stock market. Something that just tracks the market. You guys get 12% growth pretty much per year. You know, last year did 28%. You get growth, you get income in the forms of dividends, and you don't even have to worry about it. What is the maintenance on it? Nothing. You just buy it and let it ride out. You know, it's a long-term investment. The second thing you guys need to learn, consistency. Consistency is key. Whether you guys are trying to lose weight, whether you guys are trying to get fit, whether you guys are trying to invest your money. If you eat one meal, does that make you healthy? If you eat one healthy meal, does that make you healthy? No. But if you're consistently eating healthy, you are a healthy person. If you go to the gym one time, are you going to get in shape? No. But if you consistently go to the gym, are you going to get in shape? Almost guaranteed. If you guys start investing and you just put that $5 away, like I said, that's still great. That's better than nothing. But what would be better? $5 a week? Yeah. $5 over $5 a month. You got to get consistent to the point where it's bread and butter, where it's, you know, something that you look forward to doing. You like to see the growth. That is by far the best thing. You will get addicted to it once you see those dividend checks come in every quarter or every month, depending on, you know, your stock or your ETFs. You're going to get addicted to that money coming in. Number three is keep it simple. The biggest thing that people get mixed up is because they think investing is too hard. And it's not. It really isn't. Here's a quick little stat for you guys. Now, you know, all those mutual fund managers, those hedge fund managers that make millions or billions of dollars. Well, here's a little stat they don't tell you. 96% of those people do not beat the S&P 500. So 96% of those professional people that can study stocks, bonds, ETFs every single day, they do not beat the market of the top 500 companies. Now, another 2% of them will not beat it that following year. And then that other 2%, you have to have an extreme net worth to even talk to them. Those are people like Paul Tudor Jones. Those are people like Ray Dalio. People that are just gifted in their field. It's very common, you know, in any sector or any business to have people like that. But it's better just put your money to work into the S&P 500, like in an ETF that tracks the market, like ticker symbol VOO, Vanguard's S&P 500, or SPY, or VTI. These are all ETFs that everybody should have. Number four, if you guys want to buy stock, which I think you should have about 40% of your money into ETFs, another 10 to 15% of your money in bonds to act as your defense. So if everything's going up, everything's doing well, you're going to be getting about a 5% growth on those and then a 3.5% dividend. Then, once everything falls undervalued, just like it did in March, you limit back on those bonds. Maybe you now have 5% of your money in bonds, and you put that money into some high-quality stocks that pay you dividend, and they fell undervalued. That's my little strategy. That's one of the best out there. And then, with the rest of your money, you put into high-quality stocks so you can get that growth. But if you don't understand something, don't buy it. Don't buy it just because I tell you to. Don't buy it because your buddy told you to. If you don't understand it, don't buy it. That's the overall biggest thing I'm telling you right now. Number five, live below your means. So who is wealthier? Okay, I want to give you guys a little stat again. If you make $100,000 per year, that is an excellent income. That's, you know, not worrying about money. That's a solid income, okay? But imagine if your expenses are $90,000 per year, okay? Who is wealthier, that guy or somebody who makes $40,000 a year and spends $10,000 a year and has, you know, $30,000 that he can invest, save, and put to work? Well, obviously, choice number two. Number six, the last and final thing you guys need to understand is savings accounts is one of the worst accounts that you guys can have. So savings accounts is one of the worst accounts that you guys can have. It's one of the things that a lot of people don't understand. They think they're doing good by saving money, but you know what your bank is doing is they're investing that money that you're saving and they're making money from it. So honestly, what I would rather see you guys have is an emergency fund that maybe covers 3 to 6 months of expenses. So if you get laid off, you have some time to get a job. Then with that rest of that money, you should be investing in something. You should, whether it's real estate, bonds. You know what has been one of the absolute best investments for me in 2020, rather than my 46% return in the stock market, rather than the four or five books that I read, or, you know, anything, is it's baseball cards. I have baseball and sports cards. I have bought a ton of sports cards. I've been reading up on it. I bought a card. I bought actually multiple Kobe Bryant rookie cards for $60 a piece. I can flip them for $360 right now each. Now, that's all about knowing your industry, knowing your sector, and knowing what you're doing. Obviously, I've done multiple research. I've constantly read up on, you know, different stock, or not stock, but different, you know, players and where opportunity is. And that's just a market that I think is uncapped. You know, I'm a huge Gary Vee watcher, and, you know, he talks about it. And so I kind of started doing my own research, and it's a crazy market. It really is, guys. So honestly, those are the six simple steps to become financially free and overall invest your money smart. If you have any questions, go ahead and ask them down in the comments down below. So that is it. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. And if you guys did, make sure you guys smash the like button. We'll see you guys tomorrow in another episode. Remember to stay happy, stay positive. Take care.